Well, good morning. How are you guys this morning? Are you like depressed or good morning? Oh, I feel so much better now. I was worried about you. Because it sounded like you were kind of down. Well, today's gospel is a little bit about that. Jesus is coming back from his trip across the lake that we heard about last week. He comes to the town and immediately somebody comes up and says, "My daughter's dying, she's sick." And what does Jesus do? Does he go get a cup of coffee? Does he check into a hotel room and order dinner from room service? Does he get back into the boat and row the other way as fast as he can? What does he do? Does he go? He goes. He goes to go heal the daughter. Yay! And on the way, this other lady who's also sick says to herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I'm going to be okay." And she touches his clothes and she's healed. Everybody's getting healed. What's the deal? That rhymes. Well, all that talk about healing kind of got me thinking about what happens to us when we get hurt. How do we get healed? Well, let me see. I think you have an owie, don't you? I've never seen a little boy without an owie. Well, you have an... Oh, what happened to you? Did you fall down and scrape your knee? You didn't cry, did you? No. Well, I don't know what your mommies and daddies do, or your grandmas and grandpas do, but whenever I hurt myself, which was every day, my mother always put on, what is this?
Band-aid.
It's a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid. And she would say, "This will make it all better." And when I was your age, I believed her. All you need is a Band-Aid. Okay, so here's a Band-Aid. Bring me your knee. Come on. And you just see, "Oh, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts." "Is it better?" "Yep, got a Band-Aid. I feel better." Are you healed? "Oh, yes, I'm healed. It was magic. They put a Band-Aid on." But, you know, the thing is, if we took that Band-Aid off, would you still have an owie? Yeah, that's the thing about Band-Aids. Band-Aids help us to heal. They cover up the owie and they keep out the germs and the icky stuff and all that stuff. And if you put them in the right places, like, you know what teenagers will do? This is a secret. You're going to do this someday. If you have a big zit on your chin, you put a Band-Aid over it. Or duct tape. But it doesn't make it go away, does it? It just helps. Well, Jesus, his healing is different. His healing doesn't come out of a box and a little plastic strip. Jesus' healing doesn't just keep the dirt off and help us heal. Jesus' healing comes from his love. And Jesus loves that little daughter of Jairus so much that even though he kind of gets delayed on his way over to heal her and she dies, even when he walks in with his love, he heals her. And in the same way, Jesus' love for us and all the little and big hurts that we have doesn't just put a Band-Aid on it. It really heals us. We are made well. That's what's so great about Jesus. It's not a Band-Aid love. It's not a sometimes love. It's not a love that we only get just because we deserve it. It's one that goes all the way through us. Jesus' love brings us wholeness and healing. So, when we get an owie on our skin, get a Band-Aid. but for those real hurts. We need and we receive the love of Jesus. So I hope your knee gets better. It looks pretty good. Try to stay on your feet. But that's the Corinthians text, and I'll talk about that later. Thank you, guys. You can have it.